Welcome to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have your company this morning. There is a new poll that shows decreasing confidence in the state of Wisconsin's economy. The quarterly Wisconsin Economic Scorecard poll is conducted by UW-Milwaukee's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research in conjunction with WUWM and WisBusiness.com. It surveyed 560 Wisconsin residents, asking them about their read of the current economy and the direction they believe the state's economy is moving. The poll also asked about two hot-button political issues, how to deal with a shortfall in the state's transportation fund and confidence in the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Survey manager Joseph Serra spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Teich, and he offered his opinion on what the most significant trends he believes are represented in the study.
I'm seeing a negative trend in people's opinions, both of the direction of the state and the health of the state economy. And I think that reflects underlying economic realities that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting that Wisconsin is near the bottom in terms of private sector job creation. There's an evidence of declining wages as well.
I remember when we spoke shortly after the November election, and you mentioned that the generally more favorable disposition people had toward the direction of the state was to be expected around an election. Is the current trend also typical that the further away you get from an election, the more the trend goes downward?
Actually, what usually happens when political issues fade away, opinions among partisans tend to stabilize a little bit and reflect objective conditions instead of political cheerleading. But right now, we're actually seeing a pretty big increase in partisan polarization when it comes to opinions of the economy. And I think that that could be because of bad economic news is getting into the headlines a little bit. So you're seeing Republicans, a big increase in their opinions on the health of the economy. They're saying that things are good, and Democrats are much more likely this quarter to say things are bad.
Was it ideology where the attitudes most diverged, or how did things like personal financial situation play into the picture?
First of all, there hasn't been a big change in evaluations of personal financial situations since last quarter, but people are much more negative across the board when it comes to evaluations of the greater economy. I would say that the biggest predictor of people's opinions right now is definitely their political views.
How did respondents' reads of the current state of the economy affect what their expectations were for the future?
This has been the trend over the last year and a half or so. People who are doing poorly right now, people who think that the economy is doing poorly, they're very likely to say that things are going to stay the same over the next year or get worse. People who are doing well, people who think the economy is doing well, they're very likely to say things are good and that they're going to continue to be good or they're going to get better. So there's real division here in terms of people's views on how things are and how things are going to be.
What did you see in terms of Wisconsinites' personal financial situations? How are spending habits being impacted by the economy? And what are their concerns? How much saving are they able to do?
There is a slight increase since last quarter in the amount that people are spending on non-necessities like entertainment and going out to restaurants. But that being said, every indicator of personal financial problems is up. So people are having a harder time paying their rent or mortgages, paying for utilities, saving for retirement, or paying for retirement.
There are also some specific issues you asked about. We've heard some concerns in the news headlines this week that people have had with highway projects. And you asked about a variety of transportation issues. What were the kinds of things that you asked about, and what were you hearing from Wisconsinites in terms of their priorities as far as transportation goes?
Right now, the state is facing a shortfall in the transportation fund. So policymakers are looking at different ways to cover that shortfall. And some ideas that are being kicked around are delays to major road construction projects, the introduction of toll roads on some Wisconsin highways, increases in the gasoline tax and user fees for passenger vehicles, as well as some plans to increase borrowing by doing a bond issue. So we asked Wisconsin residents about this, specifically registered voters, and there is a high degree of opposition to gasoline tax increases, user fee increases, and the imposition of toll roads. People are much more supportive of delaying major road construction projects, specifically the expansion of the I-94 corridor between Milwaukee and Illinois. Although people are generally in opposition to delaying work on the Milwaukee Zoo interchange.
That seems significant because that is especially, you asked what Metro Milwaukee residents and even non-Metro Milwaukee residents generally oppose delaying the Zoo interchange expansion.
Yeah, I mean, I think the conventional wisdom has been that there's been a big split in opinion between people who live in the Milwaukee area and outside of it, and that people who don't live in the Milwaukee area wouldn't be as supportive of spending on major transportation projects like this. But there really isn't that big of a division. I mean, there's a fair level of opposition to delaying these projects among everyone in the state, not just Milwaukee residents.
You also asked about funding for the Milwaukee to Chicago Amtrak passenger rail line, and what did you hear there?
People prefer delaying projects like that over having to pay more at the pump or when they're registering their vehicles. But I'd say overall, the opinion is relatively split. I think Wisconsin residents are ambivalent. And they also, there's a large percentage of people who say that they're not sure about how they feel about delaying the Hiawatha line.
Finally, you asked about confidence in the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. This was a story that was all over the headlines a few weeks ago, maybe not as much today, but certainly fresh in people's minds. What did you hear about Wisconsinites' attitudes about the WEDC?
Well, we asked in November, we asked how confident they were in the WEDC's mission of bringing job creation to the state. They initially got into the headlines after the report came out saying that they had lost track of some loans, and a slight majority express confidence in WEDC. So we asked again this quarter, and confidence is way down. There's only about one-third of people in the state express confidence that the WEDC can accomplish this mission, and everybody else is pretty negative about it. There's been some political polarization there, too. So Republicans are actually a little bit more willing to express confidence in the WEDC since November, but Democrats and independents, confidence is way down.
Joe Serra, thanks so much.
Thanks again for having me.
Joe Serra is the survey manager at UW-Milwaukee's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research. He spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke, and you can read the full results of the latest Wisconsin Economic Scorecard poll at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next on the program, our Project Milwaukee series Power Switch continues with a conversation about green energy on an individual scale. Lake Effect returns with that conversation in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.